Arts, Movement, Radio, Women's Movement, Radio. Welcome to Women's Movement Radio Show. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrauss. I would love to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show today. As always, I will be speaking to women all around the world about their business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we're going to be talking about the power of change. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I stated before the break, today's topic is about the power of change. I came across an article written by Dr. Jennifer Howard. In the article, she writes, "Why does it seem so hard for us to change, while at the same time life is all about embracing change?" She then proceeds to ask, "What is change?" Change can involve different viewpoints. For instance, there is the kind of change that we desire, such as wanting to lose weight, or making a lot of money, or even marrying the person of our dreams. At the end of the tunnel, so to speak, change is something that happens every moment without our input. For instance, we are all getting older, we lose loved ones, and we are thrown into the twists and turns of life that we cannot plan for. So, what this means is that we do have some input in the co-creation of our lives. She came up also with, we can choose to either come up with a plan to lose some weight and follow through with it, or we can make a bunch of brownies and eat every last crumb. That is change in which we have input. Yet, let's keep in mind that from the most profound level of consciousness, we do also have some threads of connection with the source of creation, of change itself. This connection is how we can co-create our lives. That said, most of us are not coming from our most integrated spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical state. Most of us are on the karmic wheel of life and still working it out, not realizing that we do not have complete control over anything. Part of co-creating our lives is to notice that co in front of creating. Therefore, we don't have complete control over anything. As much as we do affirmations, seek therapy, and do our personal development, we still have to be willing to work with that which is presented to us. We may never really understand why, even if we do pass life regressions, deep meditation workshops, or ask for guidance. What occurs to me is how we deal with what is presented to us. Do we hide under the covers, or do we accept what is? This level of maturity sounds easier than it actually is. I have to agree with Jennifer, hence why she suggests we should dance with life. When we've reached the ability to successfully dance with life as it comes towards us, then we have the potential for personal freedom, happiness, and peace. This does not mean that we don't take responsibility for our lives and the direction they go. This means that we do the best with what we have and accept our very best in any given moment. I hope these points resonate with all of you listening. Keep in mind, as you listen to the next guest coming on our show. Now, let's get started. On today's show, we have Janine Shepherd. She is an internationally renowned speaker and author. To many, she is known as the walking paraplegic. I know. I'm excited to hear her story too. When we return, we'll have a nice little talk with Janine Shepherd about her business, love, and lifestyle. Life Masters Now Success Coaching was designed to provide you with the necessary resources for you to master your life right now. We can show you how to make transformational changes in your life and business. Let us teach you how to move forward in progression, prosperity, and power. visit us at lifemastersnow.com. And we're back now, and I'm so excited to introduce our internationally renowned speaker, Janine Shepherd. Hello, Janine.
Hello, Janae. How are you?
I am great. How is it in the land down under?
It's absolutely fantastic. It's a beautiful day, and I'm really excited to chat with you on the other side of the world.
I know. And what time is it where you are there?
Well, it's now 9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. So it's Friday morning here. I think it's Thursday afternoon for you.
Yeah, Thursday evening at 6 p.m. over here, Eastern Standard Time. I'm so glad that you could be on our show, and I thank you for taking the time out to grace us with your wonderful story. And
thank you.
Why don't we get started?
I'm ready.
Okay, ready. Let's talk a little bit about your business, love, and lifestyle. What made you start this journey, Janine? Why don't you share with us your story?
Well, it's the journey for me. Well, it's difficult to say, you know, where the journey actually started, but a turning point for me anyway was when I was as an athlete in my 20s training for the Winter Olympics. I was a cross-country skier, very focused, very determined young girl. And while I was on a training bike ride, I was run over by a speeding truck. And, you know, that was a moment that changed the direction and my life in so many ways. I actually passed over, and I say I didn't have a near-death experience. I had a death experience at the scene of the accident. And I woke up 10 days later making the conscious decision to return to a body that was paralyzed. I spent 6 months in a spinal ward and got out in a wheelchair and faced the prospect of a completely different life. They weren't sure whether I would ever walk again, but if I did walk, they said it would be with calipers and a walking frame, and basically I would be, you know, a paraplegic for the rest of my life. I then decided when I was home, I couldn't go back to my studies at university, and I wasn't sure, you know, what I was going to do with my life. And an aeroplane flew over, and I thought, right, if I can't walk, I might as well fly. And that moment changed my life. And I was lifted up into an aeroplane for the first time, not knowing, you know, where I was going or what I was doing. But I went on and became a pilot, a private pilot first, a commercial pilot. I became a flying instructor and then an aerobatics flying instructor. And from there, I wrote my story, my first book about my life and my journey. In Australia, it was made into a movie. It's been a huge bestseller, the book. It's studied by children in schools. And I've written 5 books subsequently since that first one. And, you know, I spend my life sharing my story and on the speaking circuit and helping other people turn their dreams into reality and overcome adversity in their life. Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing story.
I am. People find it amazing when they see me because I'm actually a walking paraplegic. You know, I have no feeling from the waist down, and, you know, I've had internal injuries. I've used a catheter for 20, you know, over 20 years now, and, you know, I'm able to fly an aeroplane while I, you know, have no feeling in my legs, and not only fly, but fly upside down. I teach people to fly upside down. So it's been an incredible journey, and incredible blessing for me to be able to share my story.
Well, what has life been like? You know,
there's so many messages in my talk. And when I started, you know, in Australia, my story, you know, it sort of captured the nation, you know, you could say. And as I said, it's been, you know, was made into a movie which stars one of our really well-known actresses here, or actors. It's got a great cast. It's a great movie. And, you know, it's been, my story has been on 60 Minutes and This Is Your Life, and it's followed really closely in Australia. And there's been so many things that have happened since my accident. You know, I've been through, you know, not everybody's an Olympic athlete who has an accident, but when, you know, I got married and I had children, they didn't think I'd have children. My husband and was a pilot, a Qantas pilot. He had a breakdown and was diagnosed with a very serious mental illness. Since then, you know, my marriage ended, and I've had to live with that. And you know, it's been, it's there are so many parts of my story that everybody can relate to. You know, how many people have an accident? Well, but how many people go through depression or divorce or separation? And, you know, it's, I always say, I actually said to a friend this morning, you know, my story isn't about learning to walk or even learning how to fly. It's about learning how to live again. And that's something that we all have to do every day. Every morning we wake up, we have to recommit ourselves to living our lives fully. And, you know, I've been blessed to be able to share my story. And it's been an incredible journey, but not just a journey, a spiritual journey for me to really, you know, learn who I am, who I really am. And it's all about the inner journey for all of us.
Well, it really is. And it's, I think it's such a wonderful thing when we really discover who we are. I think that's when we really start operating in our potential. And what a great gift from the universe to truly experience what it means to operate daily in your potential.
Absolutely. And, you know, the world today, I mean, it, you know, I've always, it's always been a goal for me to, you know, spread my wings a little further and share my story, because I know, you know, that it is a powerful story. And I feel that if I don't share what I have to say, then it's almost being selfish, you know, because I know that that's what I do and that's what I do well and that's what I came back for. So I'm very, have a very clear sense of why I came back to my body. And it was also a very challenging decision to make, because I was an elite athlete and my body was everything. It was how I defined my life. So to come back into a disabled body was a big decision for me. And it has been hard. And there's been so many lessons in that, on that journey in making that decision about forgiveness and about learning to love myself with the body that I have. And that's been a big thing. And as a woman, losing that sense of who I am as a woman was huge. You know, I had, in a way, I'd lost everything. I'd lost my dreams. I'd lost my goals. I'd lost my sense of purpose. I'd lost everything that I thought defined who I was in life. And then even when I got out of hospital and I was in my wheelchair and I went into a doctor's office, I remember the doctor saying to me, well, you know, you'll never, ever have a normal sex life again. You'll never be able to be like that. And I thought, wow, what else can they take from me? What else can I lose? And so that was a big part of the journey too, learning to love myself despite all of my injuries and despite the body as I saw being, you know, not perfect. And now I know that it's perfect in its imperfection.
Now, are you married or in a relationship now, if you don't mind us asking?
No. No, I'm not in a relationship. I'm in a relationship with myself. And I feel
that's
very
relationship, actually.
It's the best relationship and the most important one.
Yep.
And I feel very much that I, you know, I have something to do right now, which is to bring my story to the world. And of course we're talking because we've connected after my TED talk I just did recently, my TEDx talk in Kansas City, which has been, you know, amazing. It's, you know, it's been online for 3 weeks and it's had 42,000 views. And I'm just blessed by that. And that
you are, you know, should be, because you truly blessed me with that, Janine. I'm telling you that that impacted me in such an amazing way.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You are a great speaker, and just to hear you share your story, and it was, it's not just the sharing, it's so authentic, and it's so, like, you captivate the audience, and just watching you move and share that story, you would never know that you are, had an accident or were paraplegic. Just, you would never know.
Well, you know, speaking has always been, you know, I have amazing things when I stand on stage, and it took me a while to understand what was happening when I was on stage, but I really believe that I'm a mirror and I'm holding it up and everybody sees their own magnificence, you know, within my story, and there's not any part of my story that they can't relate to. And of course with, you know, the TED talk, which is called, you know, You Are Not Your Body, normally I would speak for over an hour. So the challenge for me was, okay, I've got 18 minutes. So I used the chairs because they gave me structure, and also they were there to symbolize the journey that we're all on, the hero's journey that, you know, Joseph Campbell has detailed so well. And each chair, I prepared for 3 months on that talk, because I really wanted it to be, I wanted the message to be so powerful and so potent. So each chair had a name for me, and so it was a stage. And I wanted to make sure that everybody, when they watched it, could relate their own lives and their own hero's journey, because, you know, we're all heroes of our own story. And in a way, there is only really one story, and we're all living out different interpretations of that story, of that archetypal story that we're all living.
Exactly.
And of course, the straws are about connection. So it is about you are not your body, but it almost morphed into this message of oneness. And, you know, I've had people that have seen it that, are, you know, have said we're holding up our straws. And I talked to a group last week and I gave out straws, and one of the ladies stuck one in her hair and said, I'm always going to wear this straw now.
Well, I loved how you talked about the oneness, because even with my company, like one of the main principles at JAM is that we are all one. We are all a part of this unified energy that connects us all. So when one of us is hurting, the whole body is hurting. And I think on an international scale, we all need to realize that it's about lifting each other up. And if we're not doing that, we can only... The power of one is what we call it at my company. But we really believe in that ripple effect, and that it only takes one to propel change. So
absolutely, because it's moved. It's moved. It's no longer about me. It's about we.
Exactly. It is about we, and you are doing it, and I'm doing it, helping people be the change they want to see every day by providing inspirational stories, and then me meeting wonderful, inspirational women like yourself. I wanted to ask you, since you've gone through all of these experiences and all of the wonderful things that have come out of this experience, what advice would you give to women right now that are looking to live their best life? What have you learned in throughout the entire process? Because I know that you've learned a lot, and a lot has been packed into a short period of time. But what advice would you give to women wanting to live their best life right now?
I think that as women, and I'm a mother of three children.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I've had three children since my accident, which was amazing. They just couldn't believe that I was able to even fall pregnant. And, you know, we go through so many periods of feeling that we're not good enough. You know, we're not a good enough mother. We're not a good enough partner. We're not good enough. And, you know, we beat ourselves up, and we, you know, we don't feel like we've done enough, or it's the story, you know, I'm not good enough story. And we all have our own version of that.
Well, we definitely all have our own version, because I think it's a part of our societal conditioning as well. Right. And we all have experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I think what I wrote about my last book, The Gift of Acceptance, which is just about to, it's going to get picked up by Hallmark, and it's getting published in America next year. And I'm so excited about, and Canada. So I'm so excited about that.
Oh, how is that?
It's all about accepting all of it. You know, it's never, you know, it's never either, always both. And, you know, there's times when we're sad, and that's okay. You know, we need to embrace those times as well, because I don't tell anybody that I strive for happiness, because, you know, you can never really truly, something you can't sustain. So it's about embracing all of it. I say it's not about having it all, it's about loving it all. And, you know, loving all the parts of ourselves, the parts that are angry, the parts that are sad, the parts that are happy, the parts that are, you know, all of it. It's about loving it all. And, you know, I've really learned to sort of loosen the grip a little bit and just love who I am right now, right here, because this is all I've got. You know, and even though I use a catheter and I have a body that's filled with scars and gravel and pins holding me together and bits and pieces, I've learned to love that all, because that's who I am. And as I say in my talk, I know that, you know, my talk is about, you know, understanding that it's not about the body. It's about the part of us, that divine part of us that's not about flesh and bones. And when you understand that, when you understand who you really are, then everything's okay. You know, you sort of don't take anything too seriously. You understand that everything changes.
For sure. And I just hear the level of spiritual connection that you've definitely found throughout this journey. Where are you spiritually now? Like, how else has this How has this impacted your spiritual life as well as your health?
Well, I have a really strong connection because I have a very clear memory of what happened when I passed over and who was with me, and that's it's something that I don't normally talk about because it's personal, and I think it's I don't need to talk about it. I mean, I will when people talk to me about it, but it's given me a great sense of purpose and also a sense of understanding that, you know, that I'm here for a reason, that this is all transitory, and that to me it's all about moving forward on a spiritual level and getting it and learning those lessons and getting those finished now, because I know I'm just going to have to repeat them if I don't.
Exactly.
But I feel, you know, very connected. You know, I feel like my heart is open and expansive, and that to me is a goal in life, is to live each day with an expansive heart, not a restricted heart. And I've been blessed in that I've been able to do some talking for Deepak Chopra. I spoke for him. Yeah, he's great. He wrote the little blurb on my latest book, and he's become a great friend and mentor for me, and has opened up the Chopra Center. I came over and spoke to them earlier in the year, and from there, of course, many doors opened. I was able to be signed with a literary agent, and my book now, my latest book, The Gift of Acceptance, is you know, about to be published. So I really have been blessed by that. I'm also, they've invited me back to speak to the Chopra Center in April next year. So I'm not planning too far ahead. I'm just open to where the universe is leading me, and I am here to share my message as much as I can with other people and help them, because I know that it is, you know, it's a potent story, and I'm just blessed to be able to offer myself and my story like that for other people.
How do your children feel about mom?
I'm just their mom. Of course, they're really proud, but they're amazing kids, and they've lived through a lot in their lives with, the separation and seeing their dad with it. My ex-husband now, he was diagnosed with bipolar illness, so that was really traumatic for everybody involved, and that was another part of the journey for me. And I felt, well, you know, this is now something. I wrote a book about that and about my journey into depression while I was looking after him. And that was interesting, and that was just another hill. You know, I say to people, when I was an athlete, I trained on the hills as a young girl. In fact, I say, you know, I taught myself a skill when I was young that would one day save my life, and that is that I learned to love the hills. I trained on the hills, and they made me physically strong, but they also made me mentally strong. So I learned to love the hills, and I also understood that other people didn't like them, and that was sort of my edge, you know. So I tell people, learn to love the hills in life, you know, because when you learn to love them, then the fact that they're there doesn't really matter anymore. The hills are no longer hills, they're just lessons. And when you understand that, then, you know, you can sort of let go and relax and learn that, you know, everything that happens is you know, where you are right now in your life is where you're meant to be.
And it's so true. You know, Janine, I want to thank you for coming on our show. You have filled me with so much inspiration and passion, and it really warms me because I've just been so blessed to speak to wonderful women all around the world, such as yourself, that want to share your passions and your dreams with me. And you guys just, I don't think all of you know how much it means to me that you would want to do that with me.
Oh, well, it's a blessing, and I'm just so thrilled to be able to talk to you, and thank you for being the conduit that gives us the opportunity to share.
Not a problem. Now, just before we depart, unfortunately, I just wanted to ask you, is there any last words that you want? Is there a mantra or anything that you live by to bring light and love and inspiration to the ladies listening?
Well, my, you know, as I say, learn to love the hills. And I think that's my catchphrase, you know, learn to love the hills. Because when you love the hills, then anything is possible.
No, oh, that's so beautiful. And on that note, thank you so much for being on Women's Movement Radio today, Janine.
Thank you, and have a beautiful, beautiful Halloween evening.
Yes, here over in Canada. Thank
you. Mom's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Azenstrauss, where we will talk to moms all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of moms who are changing their lives by force. I am so thankful we had the wonderful opportunity to speak with Janine today. Here is a woman who understands the power of change on a level I'm aspiring to attain. Since speaking with Janine, I've listened to her story so many times, trying to grasp her will to create change. She was told she would never walk again. She was told she would never have children. Yet what baffles me in an amazing way, she has accomplished all of these great feats. Janine is an inspiration. But more than that, she is a woman who has proven to the world that if you yield your mind to your will, you can be, accomplish, and overcome anything. Janine, my heart's desire is for you, is that you will be given grace every day, that you can walk boldly in the authority you've been given to convey your message of change, real change. I want to thank you for gracing us with your presence. Now, ladies, before I leave you this week, I wanted to share a poem with all of you by Belly Jabberkash, and it's called Power to Change. She actually wrote this to her mother, and the poem begins like this. Give me the power to dare, to reach the heights with no fear, instead of meekly stand and stare. Give me the courage to defend the innocent from injustice of any kind, instead of simply sit back and pretend. Give me the strength to protect the unique and wild, to keep them intact, instead of finding excuses to destruct. Give me the heart to offer whatever is left in the coffer, instead of walking past those who suffer. Give me the chance to dream. Give me the courage to dare. Give me the conviction to do. Give me the power to change, the power to change myself, to change myself for the better. I want all of you listening to Women's Movement Radio Show today to really allow this poem to resonate with all of you, that we have the ability to create change. We have the power of choice, and we have the power to change oneself. I want to thank all of you for listening to Women's Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Janae Azenstrauss. Join me here on Tuesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, never forget, ladies, be informed, be inspired, be incredibly successful.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. Yeah. I'm leaning on. And I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. See me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Yolanda, won't you sing the song?
See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes the silence can seem so loud. There are
You're now listening to WMRN.